Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Nothing Concrete, the Barbican podcast. I'm Ben Eshmaid, and on this week's archive edition, we find ourselves watching the tale of a near impossible romance set against the backdrop of Europe post-World War II in Pavel Pavlikovsky's masterpiece, Cold War.
He sees Zuza first time. He just know that it's a woman of his life.
And I remember, like, but I don't remember our film. It has to be magic.
Set in Poland, Berlin, Yugoslavia and Paris, Cold War depicts an impossible love story, that of young singer Zula, played by Joanna Kulig, and struggling musician Victor, played by Tomasz Kot. This is a breathtakingly beautiful shot black and white film from the director who previously brought us the equally stark and surprising Ida. I spoke to the two lead actors about their roles in this Palme d'Or winning film.
At the beginning, Zula is 18, and after at the end of our film is 33 or something like this. That's why for me it was a great opportunity to show young version of Zula and you know, more adult and personality, and how Zula were changing, the huge love. It was fantastic opportunity for me to build a lot of things, a lot of colors of the character, and a lot of colors. Of course, Zula is very deep personality and very just a little bit like a child, an adult person, but it's great to have that character. Like, at the beginning is maybe more warm and delicate, and after is more strong. And I'm so happy because Pavel created for me nice character.
Yeah, my character name is Victor, and he's a middle-aged composer and pianist. He loves Zula, of course. Mm. At the beginning of the movie, we had some prehistorical X Factor and he sees Zuza first time. He just know that it's a woman of his life. I think he spent a few years in Paris, so after war he knew exactly what's going on in Poland, and so he decided to escape. But I am just older than Zula. Victor is older than Zula. We have a big laugh.
Jak to z tym ojcem było?
Z którym ojcem?
Z twoim ojcem.
A co miał być?
No, za co się działaś?
Pomylił mnie z matką, to mu pokazałam różnicę nożem. Przeżył, pan się nie boi.
Let's talk about the age gap. That's quite an interesting thing. I suppose it kind of feels like you even out by the end.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, age gap, very nice definition. Yeah, we have a few funny situations, you know, when you have to have some discussion with a director during the set about these situations. We ask him about something, and Joanna asks, what should I do? How should I do? Okay, how should I speak this or something? And when I ask, and me, you're just older. So it was very, very quick and simply direction.
You worked with Pavel before. Could you talk about the sort of work with him again?
I did with Pavel, The Woman in the Fifth, the first, with Ethan Hong and Christine Scott Thomas in France, we did. And Ida, we did together too. That's why Cold War is our third film. That's why I knew about special kind of directing. It means like very often I remember when I was on the set and we did The Woman in the Fifth, very often Pavel talked with me and said, Joanna, remember, play this scene like swing, like a jazz, think about the music in your head. It means that I knew that for Pavel, something like the music rhythm, it means like all the time listening, rhythm, melody, atmosphere, light and everything, and you have to be very concentrated about inside kind of rhythm. We of course we talk, but it's some kind of musician's rhythm all the time, because Pavel said film is the rhythm, the music too.
And you hadn't worked with him before?
Yeah, it was the first time. And you know, the situation with Pavel is very unique in Poland. He's a Polish director, but not everyone knows him, you know, because for example, my few friends, actors, and you know, the writers, and they know Pavel, of course. That they asked me, "Do you know him? You know, he's in England, I think, or you know, he's very international." When Pavel called me and just wanted to meet me and a little conversation, you know, during the lunch, and I was really happy, you know, because I know this legendary man. He's like a legend, you know. Who knows Pavel, you know? So I was very happy, and of course I didn't have this experience before work with him. And at the beginning of the movie, I asked Joanna very often, okay, you know him, tell me something more. You know, it's a big adventure in my life, you know. I'm here, I'm talking with you, you know. It's something amazing.
Describe to me what he's like as a person. Is he demanding? Does he step back? Does he know exactly what he wants? Does he collaborate with you?
It's really difficult.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to explain, because he's very charismatic. He's very, very intelligent man. Everything he can say something, you know. It's really a big thing, and I think he knows exactly what he wants.
He does.
Yeah, but the most important thing for him at work, it's a process. So if, for example, if he sees the actors and the people from the crew or everything on set going in other direction than his expectation, he just try to do something to synchronize this. I'm sorry, it's
very
complicated.
It makes sense.
So this, for example, the script was completely different than script from beginning.
We were sitting here, I don't know how many reading rehearsals we had. I think 17, 20, something like this.
Yeah.
We met very, very often, because we all the time changing something. It means like we was reading and Pavel said, read once again, maybe, what do you think? And we both, and with Pavel, started to create it maybe something completely different. And if something was very interesting for Pavel used this, yeah?
Yeah, of course. And he said at the beginning, for example, the most important is love. At the end of the movie, everyone said, oh my God, this movie is about love. The most important is love, you know? So the main sense is the same, but we had a completely different story, you know, during this, I don't know, 7-8 months, you know, a few countries. And at the premiere, you can notice that, of course, we are from inside, if I can say that. And we noticed that 30 or 40% scenes, you know, the audience cannot see this because only we know, and the people from the crew. So the story was very interesting for us.
And I remember, like, I said, remember our film has to be magic.
It's interesting, and I'm not sure if this is the first time he's done this, but it's very episodic, and then don't know, you take a breath. It's really magical.
Yeah, but you know, it's really difficult and very brave, I think, you know. It's these short breaks in black, and my close friend and I really like his opinion. He said, "I hate Pavel. You know why? Because when you have this disaster at the piano and you just can't play and you mix everything and you're crying, you know, the camera just left you and some guys with trumpets. I hate him. I want to see what's going with you, you know. So we have something strong and left, you know."
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, that's amazing.
It's powerful, isn't it? Yeah. Mnie matula zakazała, ojoj. We've touched on the music. I wanted to talk about the Cold War a little bit. Could you talk about the Cold War and the communist times in Poland?
Yeah, of course. It was a crazy time, and no one likes it, and no one wants to come back this time. And it's a very important moment in my life when I realized was that communism. It was when my father, when the communists fell down in Poland. And my father always loved the mountains, you know, it was his hobby, his passion, and he know every mountain in Poland and every mountain in this communistic region. He decided to walk on Mont Blanc. And after this great, beautiful event in his life, he said, "This fucking communism took me all my years, you know. I'm a normal guy, I should go on Mont Blanc 20 years ago, not now." And I thought, oh my God, the dreaming's ending. I think, you know, in Victor's perspective, you know, he knew exactly what's going on in Poland. He knew that he has to escape from this country because he knew the West world. And a lot of people just, I think every family has a part family aboard in Poland because they just escaped when the communism was in Poland. I have family in USA, in France, in Holland, for example.
Yeah.
For Zula, it was completely different situation about communism because her background is very strong and Zula is with very huge, nice music group. And for her, this is all family.
Comfort, yeah.
Yeah, and she's not good educated and doesn't speak very well in foreign languages. And for her, go with Victor to France, it's something which is very, very stressful, and for her be in this group is she feels safe in this huge music group, and the system is not so important, like she knows, but for her, yeah, she's happy with music, with people, with young people and dancing and singing, and for her this is the most important situation. About communism, real communism, I don't remember a lot because I was too small, but I know that for our parents and grandparents, very difficult time, you know, and now we can travel a lot, be everywhere, but for our parents it wasn't so simple, and they had much, much difficult time and strong life than we have now. Nie będziemy bywać sobą, nauczymy konia pływać, będziemy ze sobą bywać, nauczymy konia pływać, będziemy ze sobą bywać. Dziękuję bardzo.
Dziękujemy.
Interesting with Zula, with the music is a character, obviously, and it starts off pure collecting folk songs, and by the end of it, you're singing very silly pop songs. That's quite interesting.
That's quite interesting, and for me it's interesting too, because I was Polish mountain countryside when the folk music is still alive. They use this during the wedding and during the communion. That's why I use this, my real, you know, experience about the folk music. Our Mazurek is inspired by Mazowsze. Mazowsze is in Poland. It's a real huge group, and some dancers and singers were in our film too. That's why we use the real songs from Mazowsze. And it was another very interesting thing for me because it was the folk music, but with different kind of arrangement, like more classic, more, you know, the choir and the dancing. And when I sang Dwa serduszka, cztery oczy with Mazurek, it's you have to use more delicate voice, more like bel canto, but still use, you know, folk sound. That's why I worry about this. And the third part was like this kind of songs started being like in jazz arrangement, and Marcin Masecki did wonderful arrangement, and for Vassar Duszka, for Louis de Troyes. And it was very, very interesting for me because I had to work with different kind of styles and use different kind of color of voice. That's why I used my voice like an instrument and like a part of acting. And yeah, it was really great for me. And I used my own voice because, you know, I was singing and I finished, you know, piano school and then the singing school. Yeah, it was a great opportunity for me to use this two of different kind of styles of singing.
Będę z tobą zawsze, wszędzie i do końca świata. Ale muszę ci coś powiedzieć.
A favorite moment from the film. What sticks with you?
Favorite moment at the studio when I'm so tired and she's so tired and she speak to me, I don't believe in you. And it was the first moment when I saw in the cinema someone completely different than me. You know, I couldn't recognize myself. I thought, oh my God, it's very difficult because I love acting, I love movies, and it's not often for me. So it was really strange and exotic moment for me.
It's sad, haunting, yet beautiful with a sumptuous soundtrack. Cold War is another career high from the must-see Polish director. I'm Ben Eshmaid. Thanks for listening to this archive edition of Nothing Concrete, the Barbican podcast. It's here to inspire more people to discover and love the arts with weekly episodes of archive finds and theme series. Subscribe to Nothing Concrete on Acast, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. And if you can, leave us a review to help us get the word out.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.